Your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and on our KGLO live line, I have Dave Bernhardt from Mason City All Risk Insurance. And Dave and I were just talking before going on the air. We've gone through a lot of things in our lives, but I think we're all kind of facing something, Dave, that is well beyond anything we've ever had to deal with ever before, isn't it?
Absolutely, Tim. This is definitely going to change the way we do business for a while, or the way we just operate in public in general. Bottom line is, you know, the staff here at Mason City All Risk is currently here to serve you, you know, through these difficult times. However, when possible, you know, to lessen exposure for everyone, we'd prefer a phone call or an email. A lot of things can be done regarding insurance in this manner. So help us out wherever you can. I need to not only decrease the exposure for the staff and their family, but for the general public. So I really, really need everyone's help in keeping the staff healthy to take care of your daily insurance needs. And at the same time, you know, providing excellent service. You know, we're not like a major insurance company in a big city. You know, we can't send the agents home to work from home. They need to be here on the front lines, talking to people, answering their questions, and getting things done. So we're in a little different situation out here, and so are all agencies. We're just like the people at the grocery store. The checkers have to be there to check you out. The agents have to be here to take care of business. So the other thing, too, it's our policy at if a staff member is sick for any reason, you know, we're not going to have them come to work for our protection and your protection. So we're doing all the, you know, housekeeping stuff and the sanitizing and everything we can possibly do just to use common sense and take care of business, Tim. I mean, this is, again, a whole different ball game. One more thing. Mm-hmm. If you need to visit the office, you know, we prefer you notify us so we can make your visit, you know, very, very efficient. Get things done, get you in and out, and back on the road or back home. One phrase that's come up here in the past few weeks or few days is the social distancing. So, again, you know, giving everybody their space. Don't be coughing or sneezing on anybody. And just please use some common sense. And we'll get through this one day at a time. One last thing. Mm-hmm. We always have had at the main doors to our office, there is a slot there or a drop box. If somebody needs to drop off some insurance papers or they need to drop off a payment, they check that a couple times a day. So, again, if you can drop something in there, it is locked. So we can access that on a daily basis. So we're going to try to think positive and be protective. And, again, like I mentioned to you when I first talked to you this morning, keep pushing that rock up the hill.
Yeah, you mentioned the social distancing, and that's kind of what we're doing too, and minimizing our staff, and certainly doing interviews with yourself, for example, by doing it by phone, we can accomplish the same information, get that information to our listeners, your customers, and do that in a safe manner. And I think that's why, you know, you keep hearing people say it all the time, but we're all in it together. There's nobody going through anything right now that the rest of us aren't going through too. And I think we have to constantly think about that neighbor next door or that person down the street or the people you work with. And that's exactly what you're doing too, is thinking about your customers and your coworkers and your staff. So I salute you for that, Dave.
Well, we're going to be positive and, like I said, be protective of clients, staff, and any way we can. This is not, like I told somebody yesterday, and we know this is not like a snowstorm that's going to last for a couple days. and have us confined to home. The way it sounds, Tim, this is going to be for a few weeks or months, and we're just going to have to learn how to operate a little differently, aren't we?
Yeah, that's true. And you know, when you think about it, kind of the way things have gone over the last couple of weeks, when you think, really? Okay, so we're into this a couple of weeks already. You know, I think people are really doing the best they possibly can, and we'll continue to do the best they possibly can here in North Iowa, and just listen to what the health department folks say. You know, they've got the information, and it's important for all of us to pay attention and to follow through.
We are very, very fortunate not to be in a highly populated area like the East or West Coast, and be here in the Midwest. You know, and again, we will take care of business, and we're going to get through this.
Dave, how about a phone number? How do they reach you by phone and keep that social distancing just fine that way and get business taken care of? How do they do that at Mason City All Risk?
Absolutely. Well, the phone number is always the same. It's 641-423-8785. You know, that's my phone staff and my receptionist staff is definitely up front there to take messages and things like that. If nothing else, you know, take a look at some of the business cards that people have gotten. There's different email addresses on there to email directly to your agent. Or just say, make a phone call. Say, hey, where do I email this to? I could give out my email address, but then if they email me, then I got to figure out how to open an email, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, little technically challenged. But please communicate, you know, and cooperate. Let's use some common sense, everyone. Good. Please.
Great stuff. Thank you. Dave, thanks for taking some time to visit with us this morning about some important information at Mason City All Risk Insurance. Have a great day, great week, and again, we'll talk to you real soon, Dave.
We'll see you on the radio, Tim.